You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
Hello, and you're very welcome. I'm just laughing with Ella. She's just been pointing at the microphone, not saying anything. Do you know what I really hate, actually? Do you know people do that in photographs where they point to the person beside them with that thing?
My mate.
It's so cringy. Like, I'm a pretty cringy person.
Cringy? Cringe master over here.
Exactly. I know I'm pretty cringy with that. Anyway, come here. Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
Hello, and you're very welcome to this week's episode of You're Grounded. Myself, Emma Dorn, and my fantastic co-host, Ella Dorn. So you said to me, you're not in a good mood to do the podcast because you're all hyper.
Yeah, well, you.
How do you gauge if I'm hyper or not?
Because you'll start singing more than usual.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say because you start cursing.
No, because you start singing more than usual.
I start singing. What was I singing? I can't remember.
A bit of Lizzo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In a minute.
I'm going to get copyrighted.
Do you know what? Sometimes when I sing, I'm not even aware that I'm singing.
Oh, I know. Fully aware that you're not aware of yourself singing.
I thought you enjoyed me singing, though. The medleys and stuff. What's your favourite thing that I sing?
It's so weird that you think I have a favourite. That's mad.
Grease? When I do my Grease medleys?
Well, like, I don't mind when you do your Grease dance routines. I find that entertaining.
But, okay.
Yeah.
Well, for your eyes only, no one else has ever seen that. To the best of my knowledge, I don't know. Probably do it on a night out. But not to the extent that you get to see it.
No, I feel special. I feel special.
And we were just on a Zoom with the lovely Geraldine.
She said not to say her name.
She'd be fine.
So naughty.
She was interviewing us for a little article. It was about...
She was interviewing me, really.
Okay.
It's about young podcasters, so...
Yeah, well, then when she said it was about young podcasters, I was like, right, well, I just stick on the kettle for you too, because this doesn't involve me. I'm definitely not young now. I don't think you can say I'm young anymore. You'd have to be fairly old to say I'm young.
Yeah.
Which is...
You're a bit old now, aren't you? Getting along now.
Nothing you can do about it.
No.
Back's in bits. I'm lathered in deep heat. I'm in a hack, basically. So, what are you going to do?
Aging gracefully.
Yeah. So, anyway, the interview was nice, wasn't it? Yeah, she's nice. And... So we've already been chatting loads about how deadly we are and how deadly Ella is, being a young podcaster. It's not as interesting when you're old.
No.
But it's interesting because she's young. I mean, these young people don't have to do anything. It's like, oh, wow, she's only 19. Anyway.
I feel a lot of support coming from this podcast.
How are you? How have you been?
I'm good. Joe, we forgot something in last week's episode.
What was that?
We forgot about Wow Burger chips.
Oh, you've been listening to Shane.
Shane told me this, I do kind of feel bad about that because they're pretty good.
They are pretty good, but he said it to me. He was like, I forgot about Wow Burger chips. He said, you forgot about Wow Burger chips. And I was like, yeah. I was like, but I don't know them as well as the other chips that were mentioned.
They're good chips, though. I just feel like they need a little shout out. Good chips.
Yeah. Oh, I got a nice one during the week. Salt and vinegar in Rafferana Village.
Yeah, you got that without me.
Well, there's no veggie option, so.
Chips are vegetarian.
Yeah, but you are out and about all the time. You're a career woman. You've got your social life. You've got all this stuff going on.
Unlike you. He's got nothing going on.
I have nothing going on.
No, nothing going on.
I have absolutely nothing going on.
You just stay at home, kind of look after the kids. You've got nothing going on.
I've nothing going on.
Nothing.
But look, it's grand. 10 years and my youngest is going to be 17.
Okay, yeah, that's
so
right.
So I have 10 years to get my shit together.
They'll still be in the house until they're at least 30, though, so, like...
No, you'll be gone by 25.
Do you think?
I don't see you knocking around here, knocking around these parts till you're 30.
Well, not by choice.
No, you're welcome to stay for as long as you want, up to about 30. But...
Oh, I don't have enough money to afford housing here.
I think you'll be gone before you're 30.
I'll try.
I'm just saying. Sure, look, it makes no odds to me. The rest of them be in the gaff anyway.
I'll try my best.
Because you're 30 in how many years? Well, 11.
11.
Well, yeah.
I'll try my best.
Tommy and Joe will still be here. It's grand. I'll try my Chill best. Out. No, you can stay as long as you want. No, but I'm just saying for myself. Not you. I'm saying I have 10 years now to get my shit together.
Yes.
And 10 years is a good long stint. None of this 6 month stuff or, you know, 6 week stuff. They put out those calls. We're looking for 6 women in my firm who want to get... Fuck all, you know. You don't get targeted at those ads, do you?
No,
because you're young. They have these ads online where they're like some fitness person.
Yeah.
Looking for 6 women in my firm area who want to get fit in 6 fucking weeks. You're like,
they
6
say,
weeks?
Did they say 6 fucking weeks like that, did they?
No, I don't think they do. Anyway... what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Good
No
question.
More cinema dates.
I wasn't at the cinema this week.
No. Yeah. I was at the cinema this week.
Oh, you were? Yes.
Yeah, I didn't tell you about it. So Tony Cantwell does this thing in the Omniplex in Rathmines where he does live commentary over a film.
Mm.
And I got the shout and Shane Dan Byrne was on it as well. Mm. So I was like, this got me nice.
Yeah.
I was like, nice. But I didn't really think about it much beforehand because I really liked the movie anyway. And I was like, I know enough about the movie and I think I'll just see what happens on the night. So then I was like, the day before, I was like, God, is it not really annoying to have live commentary over a film? I was like...
That's what I was thinking when you were going to it.
I think it has to... It's not going to be like a new release. It's going to be one that everyone's familiar with because I think he did one at Christmas and it was Home Alone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So grand, yeah. So the audience were there and they wheel in a little bar so people can go up and get drinks.
Very nice.
And everyone's having the popcorn stuff. And they had popcorn for us and they had drinks and then they were bringing drinks over. Like, because the guy running it said to me, he said, oh, seriously, like, if you need a drink, just give me the signal, the drink signal. Everyone can see that. I was like, oh yeah, cool. I never had to do it. You just kept bringing me over another drink.
So this is why you were out so late.
No, I'll tell you why I was out so late. So anyway, it was great crack. I had great fun. And then we went for a couple of drinks after. Yeah, it was like the drink hand signal. And then Tony left at about 1 because was being a reasonable adult.
He's reasonable.
And then me and Shane stayed gasbagging. It was grand because it's so close. But I was fairly tired the next day. I was a little bit, just a little bit tired. And I was meant to go
just
out.
Just tired?
Ella, I was tired. I was meant to go out that night and I just bailed
just
on
tired.
That. I just, excuse me, back up. Don't be so bloody intrusive into your mother's life.
She was
hungover. I've 10 years.
She was hungover.
I've 10 years. So I was meant to go out that night, but I didn't. But yeah, it was really fun and like the audience had fun as well. So.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be really hard for me to do something like that because I'm so conditioned to not talk during a movie.
I think I'd love it.
But I mean, like.
You should go with hee hee one time. I won't be doing it every, like, I was just doing it that one time.
No, it'd be hard for me to comment on a movie.
But you
I'm
don't
so
need
used
to comment.
To not. But no, I'm saying that if I was in your position.
You're not in my position.
I was trying to relate to you, kind of give my 2 cents.
And this has taken me 10 years to get this opportunity.
You're
not getting asked.
I realise that.
If I had anything to do with it, you're not going to start stealing my gigs now. Because you're young.
Hi, Tony. Oh, you want me to? Yeah, of course.
You've met Tony. You did a sketch in him.
Yeah, see.
Many moons ago.
He'll be on the phone soon.
God, anyway, if you were doing it.
No, I don't want to talk about it now.
No, but that's, I know what you mean. I worried about it
Do
as
you?
Well. No, that you were like, how can I talk over a movie?
That's what I, yeah.
But then, once you get started, it's all good.
Feeling quite on guard now after
Maybe
that.
Maybe I am a bit hyper.
Mm. Maybe.
Get so aggressive. But you could go as an audience member.
Yeah, no, I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but it was... Yeah, that'd be fun.
So I went to the cinema. You didn't, even though you go to the cinema a gazillion times a year.
No, I go like once a month.
Have you been anywhere? You went to Token?
I went to Token with some friends. Token's always a fun time.
I see Token a lot on TikTok. The young,
yes,
young vibe TikTokers. to be going to Toko?
Fun Arcade. Great vegan food.
Okay.
Great vegan food.
We've got to go to Thing Global.
Yeah, I told you that we can go tomorrow, but you're like, no, I'm going to Wexford with the boys.
Yeah, so we're recording this during the day because I'm going down to my mate Laura in Wexford with the boys because she's off Wednesdays.
Friday?
I have to go into 98 on Friday. No, but like, we do it when I come back.
Yeah, that's what I mean, like later on.
Yeah, we can do it when I come back.
There we go, guys. Plan cemented. On audio.
Did you say talent cemented?
No, I said plan cemented.
Oh, I thought you said talent. No. Like, oh, that's so funny. No, Friday, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Plans, okay. Plans set in stone now, guys. If we come back next week and she's stood me up.
Solid, solid as a rock. That's why you are.
Do you guys see what I'm talking about now?
It's weird association just triggers me. Yeah, we'll do it when I come back then.
Could you?
I don't think I have anything else on Friday.
Better not. You've cemented the plans now.
Well, I don't during the day anyway, so it'll be grand.
Great. Wunderbar.
And is it like, would you see an Elwyn and Token? Like a fire rock
yeah,
tent?
No,
would people be like,
no.
What the fuck?
Well, you look,
abort, abort.
You look nice and young. But, there be all
no,
people.
Go back to that. What were you saying?
You're so beautiful, mammy. No, there'd be a good few old people there.
What's old?
Well, mostly like older people. Like I'd mostly notice like older men there. But then, like, if there's an older woman there, I wouldn't really notice because they'd probably look like young enough. You know what I mean?
Okay, it's the men that are looking like they've let themselves go. What are you calling old though?
I mean, middle aged. Like 30, 40, that kind of
thing. 30. Do you get a whack of that? 30 is middle age. See you, these owl lads are popping their clogs at 60. I don't know, like 30, 40, middle aged. Fucking shots fired. Shots fired.
Oh, but I feel like, I think it appeals more to middle aged men because like stereotyping. Like video games and stuff.
Yeah.
Especially back in the day more so.
Back in the day, yeah.
But no, it's really fun. What a really fun place.
30s, 40s. Jeez. So last week we talked about chips. And this week
we were meant
to have a rollover. We were meant to talk about puberty.
Yeah, I don't mind talking about puberty.
After we spoke to Geraldine, and then we were like, Ella's like, not sure how much I am. And then I said, what about things that annoy you in the house? And Ella goes, ooh.
Well, I mostly said, ooh, because it'll just be you like digging into me.
No, I'm going to let you go first.
I want you to go first.
That's exciting. So things that annoy me about the house.
Yes.
Okay, so we're in the kitchen. I can start off in the kitchen. People not closing presses. So after you got your cereal and your bowl, you closed none of the presses that you opened. You've gone to the shits in the kitchen. I'm just telling you that now straight. You know you have. Shane's scrambled egg pots. That fucking pisses me off because he makes scrambled eggs in that pot and he likes his scrambled eggs really well done. Mm. I let mine cook and then I start mixing them, whereas he's just...
Burning them to it.
He just likes them really, really well done.
Yes.
And then he just soaks the pot and he fucks off. That pisses me off. People leave at the kitchen table, people leaving their chairs out and leaving food on the table. So then I come in and the dog's jumped up on the kitchen table and eat the food. That annoys me. You and your fucking tote bags all the time in the kitchen. That fucking drives me insane. The chair I'm on, there's a fucking tote bag on it.
There is, yes.
Insane. The bathrooms. What annoys me about the bathrooms? Nobody else changes the fucking toilet roll.
I do change the toilet.
When was the last time you did?
There hasn't been a toilet roll empty in the last few times I've been.
Because I'm the one.
But every time there's an empty one, I'll change it.
Well, I mean, I'll wait to see the evidence of that. Your brother's with the toothpaste in the sink. Chunks of toothpaste. But they're definitely not the only ones that do it. Because I'm the only person that cleans the bathroom. So I know what goes down in those bathrooms. I won't even get into the rest of it to save people's dignity. What else annoys me? Your pens from work. Scattered all over the place.
How are they? The green ones.
Constantly
fine. Every pocket.
Constantly.
Well, everyone's always
them.
Looking for pens. So there you go. Guys, does anyone have a pen? I've thrown some around the house for you. Actually, well, that's me. No. That's me being considerate, Emma. That's me being considerate. You always like, where's my pens? You're a comedian. Okay. You write for a living. And you're always like, where's my pens? And I've scattered them lovingly around the gaff. I always have
pens with my notebook. I rarely ask for a pen. And I have a pen in my car as well on the passenger
seat.
Well,
I've put a few extra ones around the gaff for you. You're welcome.
Right, go on. You take a turn. You're what welcome. Annoys you in the house?
Nothing really. I like this house and the people in it.
But you've left your honey out as well from your porridge you had last night.
That honey was out the last time I came out.
Well, who's leaving the fucking honey out
there? I just left it there. Maybe it was me that time, but then I kind of just started leaving it there because it was there. Because that's where the honey goes now. Okie dokie.
The honey goes in the press.
Okay.
And close, yeah, and close the press. Just set off the dogs now. Scandalous.
There we go. Done and dusted.
What else annoys me? I mean, the list is endless. Now, I'll tell you what annoys Shane. You constantly hiding the remote control all the time.
I don't hide it.
And you... You attack the cushions on the couch the same way as Twiggy the dog. So Twiggy the dog, look, she knows.
I don't attack
Twiggy,
the cushions.
No, because this, well, they look the same after. I don't see you after you come in from working and I watch you doing, right?
Just hobbling in like a dead corpse.
Twiggy gets the cushions and she rubs her faces in them and she beats them up with her paws to like mold them into a shape that she wants. And then she kind of makes them into a mini dog bed. But you have the cushions all over the place.
I don't. I literally.
We
I,
can see. There is a. We can see exactly where you sit on the couch after you've been on it because there's just an outline of crumbs and shit around you.
All I do with the cushion is just put one on my leg, like what Shane does.
I do get spooked as well when I come into the sit room and if you're watching something on telly. So what Ella watches on the telly is as follows. She watches First Dates. She watches Gogglebox, the UK one and the Irish one. She watches Bake Off, but that's more of a seasonal thing. Mm. And she watches YouTube stuff.
And Netflix.
And Netflix the other time. But when you come into Ella, Ella, it's like as if you walked into Ella's apartment, right? You walk in and she's watching telly. Say, she goes, hey. What she's really saying is, what the fuck are you doing? Get out immediately. And she pauses it and you're like, I'm just getting a cup. You can carry on watching.
No, because I pause it because
you don't want to talk.
No, I'm pausing it. I'm pausing it so that I can talk to you. That's my idea behind it, is that I pause the television so that I can engage in conversation with you.
It feels quite intense though. I feel like, oh, I better get out
of here.
Well,
I'm trying to talk to you, but I'm not going to talk to you over the telly because that's trying possible. To watch it as well. I'm trying to talk to you.
What else annoys me?
Then you're attacking me.
Yeah, but it's very intense when I come in and I'm like, she's watching a repeat of fucking First Dates. Why is this so intense? Like, sound off. Hey.
Is it never a repeat?
Is it never a repeat? Yeah. How does a lot of First Dates? Will you watch the Irish one now?
Yeah, well, I hadn't been watching First Dates for like months, but they had it this new season now, the UK one.
Okay.
So.
Well, it's kind of intense when I come into the room. I'm just
okay,
like...
Okay, so when you come in, I'll turn up the volume. I won't say anything to you. Is that better?
You could just be cash. You'd be just like, hey, what's the story with you? I'm going to see if this is still recording. It is. Oh, thank God. Yeah, it's just quite intense. What else annoys me? I mean, there's so much, really, that does annoy me.
You seem to have run out of stuff, though.
No, but I'm not a big neat freak, and I'm not really overly bothered either at the same time. It's just like little irritants. Mm. Younger people not flushing toilets does drive me insane.
That really annoys me, actually.
Yeah, you get much more annoyed with what the younger people in the house do.
No, I'm just more
you
annoyed.
You go into like...
I don't do that. Because someone's not flushed the toilet, I'm like, here, will you flush the toilet, please?
Yeah.
I've stopped doing that now because it never works. I've stopped asking them to flush the toilet, I just leave the bathroom.
I've done a lot of like, come in, this is what you're meant to do.
No, because I've tried to do that as well. I was like, would you flush the toilet after you've used it? But no.
Yeah, we'll just stop. Yeah, just leave them now. Another thing
that
annoys me
is when I'm in the toilet and the door is locked, someone will just keep on trying to open the door. Oh. Even though you know that when if you try to open it once and it doesn't open, you know that it's locked.
it's just persistent.
Just persistent. I have to be like, yeah, there's someone in here, guys. Like, obviously.
They don't know. They have no concept of, oh, if a bathroom door is locked, there's somebody in there. They're just like, oh, can't seem to open the door. That's why when I have a shower, I just don't lock the door, because I'm just like, it's easier just to let them open the door and be like, I'm having a shower. You're just like, sorry, that's just the way it is.
That's just the way it is.
I think... I'm trying... I mean, I could keep going on of what winds me up in this house. The robot vacuum cleaner, though, I mean, it does work.
It does work. It's good.
It did annoy me the other week when you were just like, how does it work? And I was like, how does she not know how this works?
Well, because you're always the one that puts it on. Or Shane puts it on as well.
He used to put it on at the start.
Yeah, Shane always puts it on.
But he has some app on his phone, I think, that where he tracks it around the house.
Yeah, it's not really a big job turning it on.
Do you clean the shower after you've had a shower?
No.
No. You don't need to tell me, I just thought I'd ask.
I didn't know I was supposed to clean the shower after I showered.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that now. So this is good communication.
Yeah, you want to clean the shower after you have a shower.
I do see your hairs on the shower.
Yeah, but I'll go in and clean it after.
Well, I'm in the shower and I see it, so not straight after.
Do you ever empty the bin in the bathroom?
No.
No.
Unless you've told me to, and it's really, really full. What's that little squint for?
What else? The air fryer. I mean, the air fryer.
I'll clean the air fryer before I use it.
Yeah, but there's somebody else not cleaning it.
Yeah, I'll clean it before I use it, though. And a lot of the time, I'm like, someone's cooked pretty like beef in this or something. I shouldn't be cleaning this. Or someone's done like chicken nuggets or like actual sausage rolls. I'm like, I shouldn't be the one cleaning this. I'm a vegetarian.
You are a vegetarian.
I'm a vegetarian, but...
Look at you touching your don't touch the mic sticker.
Shut up.
But you know what? I think it's just living in a house with other people.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think I live with particularly messy people.
No.
I did grow up with brothers.
That is true.
And, well, the brothers, but more so my father. He would never... I don't know if he knows how to clean. I'm not sure. So I'm not too fussy, but I suppose as well, you see, I'm the one who's in the house the most.
Yes.
So... It does get very repetitive.
Yeah, so during lockdown, I was cleaning a lot more because I was in the house.
Ellie, you need to get over lockdown.
No, but I mean, like, because I was in the house more. I will empty the bathroom bins, though.
But you can't get credit for, like, Ellie, you
and
can't.
And I shall close.
You can't get credit for lockdown cleaning.
I don't want credit for it. I was just saying that.
A lot of people did a lot of things during lockdown.
I wasn't trying to get lockdown credit. I was literally just saying that I was in the house more.
Young person trying to get lockdown credit.
Not what I was trying to do.
No, well,
I was
of course,
just trying to relate to being in the house more and being more annoyed when things were messy because I was there more. That's all I was trying to do.
Did you get annoyed then when things got dirty after you cleaned it?
A little bit when you'd like throw your plates everywhere after I'd just done some. So. After you'd had your breakfast.
Yeah.
I'd like just cleaned and then you were like fucking things everywhere.
I know, but that's the life of the person who does the most cleaning.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
I was trying to relate to you, Emma.
Yeah, you are. Like,
yeah,
yes.
But you're being like, lockdown credit.
I was slagging you.
And then you attacked me about the cinema thing today as well.
Ella, you knew I was hyper before we started. You knew I was going to attack you for no reason. You knew that.
That is true.
No, it's fine though. They do say that people get very annoyed about the toilet seat being up or down. I have to say that's something that doesn't cost me a thought at all.
No.
It's not a... I don't get that.
Well, I do get that when I go to sit down in the toilet and haven't realised that it was up and I like my life flashes before my eyes.
Oh yeah, do you ever sit on the toilet and not realise it's closed?
No.
That's a bad buzz.
Have you started peeing?
Yeah,
that's a bad buzz.
It's a bad buzz. Because you can't just go, oh, I must stop now because this toilet seat is closed. I'll just take my time. And that's fine now. It doesn't really work like that. Because it's usually when you're like absolutely dying to go to the toilet, you're like, do you remember you collect it from school? What was that all about? So you used to do this thing at a collector from school. Now, one of, you're not the only person I've seen to do it in the family, but collector, and you'd be walking for about 2 minutes and she's like, I have to go to the toilet. Like panic stations have to go to the toilet. Did you not like using the toilet in school?
No, I'd use the toilet in school. I just wouldn't have to use it.
Okay.
Before school ended.
So I'd have to call into like a pub and say, sorry, can she use your toilet?
I think it's just kids have a very, very fast...
Yeah, or maybe it's like, because I know like the wind down of the day kind of is going on forever, isn't it? And then all of a sudden it's like, all right, get your bags, get the fuck out.
Yeah, I think it's just kids. Their bladder just goes from 0 to 100 very quickly.
Sometimes what happens to me, if I'm distracted, I'll be leaving somewhere.
Mm.
And in my head, I'll go, I must go to the toilet before I leave. And then I've already left.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, crap.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Oh, crap, yeah. But yeah, you can't really go al fresco with the girls.
Al fresco.
You've got to bring them somewhere. So we got to know the staff in the pub quite well that year. But
I haven't done that in a while though.
Twiggy disagrees. The growl out.
Oh, well, no, I did do that quite recently when I got stuck in Stephen's Green Shopping Centre with Mary.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Well, I mean, that's the only toilet in there, isn't it? The one upstairs.
Yeah, there's one outside, but it closes at like 4. They have public bathrooms outside.
Outside the shopping centre?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This vaguely is making sense to me
now. They're only new enough, like.
Oh, yeah. Are they at the side door or the front door?
I think the front one. Or maybe, okay. I don't know which one's the front and which one's the side. To be eight.
Well, look, you are a great girl around the house. I know once you get back to college and back into routine, you'll be doing more around the house. It'll be really helpful.
I'll close the cupboards, I promise.
Close the cupboards. Shut the drawers.
I'll close the cupboards.
Yeah.
Maybe the drawers will save the next
one. Yeah.
Let's not push.
Yeah, let's just close the presses first.
Yes. And then we'll come back on next Wednesday and see how I've done with that.
Yes.
And then next Wednesday we'll set the new task of closing the drawers and we'll see how I do with that. And we'll just keep on getting better and better.
Once a week we'll introduce
conflict resolution, see it works.
Introduce a new task. But you're a very good girl in the house. You can get your clean on now when you need to, can't you?
I can indeed.
You learned that from your mum. Bit of rage cleaning. I love when Emma
just kind of sitting down having a nice time, that all of a sudden Emma's like, cleaning time. And it's not like she'll like empty the dishwasher or something. She'll be like, deep clean time all of a sudden at like 2 o'clock on a Tuesday. She's like, well, let's go, guys.
I do like to clean sometimes on a Sunday.
Yes.
I know that's meant to be the day of rest, but because I like to start off the week then.
Mm. It's so funny though, because our cleaning schedules never overlap
with
each other.
I resent Shay when he gets on a buzz.
And you're not like, no one's buzzes ever align with each other. Whenever I
don't expect anyone to get on. I get your brothers involved with the bins and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't like people forcing their buzz on me.
You used to want me to get involved in the buzz when I was younger.
Yeah, like obviously. I'm not
on the buzz right now. Not on the buzz. Shane's buzz is worse though.
His is worse.
Shane's buzz is like, what?
Thank you.
I used to love when I had like hoovered the sitting room or something. I've been hoovering the sitting room like every like whenever you'd ask me, so I was like every like week or something. I've been hoovering the sitting room. Then all of a sudden Shane's like, why is no one hoovered behind the couches in the sitting room?
Ah, yeah, he's doing all that.
Yeah,
stuff,
I was like
upending couches and stuff, yeah. And I'm like, we're just keeping this ticking over like day to day, week to week. We have to live our lives.
I just think that a little 12-year-old me is gonna like move the whole couch by myself and hoover behind it. Like how would I do that?
His cleaning buzzes are upending the whole fucking house.
That it ends up messier than it was.
And you're just like, get the basic cleaned up.
No one's ever on that bus.
No, do the bait. Like, you come down and it's like the dishwasher is full. And like, you're like, no, let's just get the basics done first. And then we can do the mad fucking clean out wardrobe shit.
Sorry, producer Shane,
but no one's on your buzz.
No one's. I can get behind Emma's buzz, but your buzz.
Thank you.
Your buzz, it stings.
It's a bit stingy, isn't it? Anyway, before we go, is there anything you want to promote? Anything you want
to? Well, I did such a good job last time. I don't need to promote anything.
Oh yeah, Ella is taking credit for it. Liberty Hall is sold out. Thanks to Ella. But I am going to try and get another date somewhere. That's not a bullshitty thing. I don't have anywhere else but.
But if she does get some, you will better buy tickets. It'll be really embarrassing.
It will be really embarrassing.
Get on that, guys.
Very stressful.
Start putting money in your piggy bank now so that we don't need to embarrass Emma.
It'll be like going having a birthday party and no one's showing up.
Yeah. So. Or having a second birthday party. But like, so many people wanted to go.
No stress about it, guys.
No pressure.
I don't even have the date yet, so no stress.
No pressure.
What are you going to do with the rest of the day?
Wait, have you subscribe?
I'm going to chill now for a minute. I'm going to have a
then
quick
vape. Then you're going to Wexford?
And then I'm going to go to Wexford and I'll be back then.
I'll go in the boot with you.
And you're not working tonight?
No.
You just chill.
Vibes.
I think Shane's going to get on his cleaning bus now and you'll have to get on his bus while I'm away.
If he dare comes in. No, he's back from work. He won't be getting on any buses.
He won't be. Okay, thanks, Mel, for listening as always. Do really appreciate it. And thanks if you bought tickets. Sound. And we'll chat to you next.
Subscribe.
Oh, yeah, if you get a chance. No stress if not, but you know, thanks.
Five stars.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you.